The sif is from Shabbos Parashah Bamidbar, Erev Chag HaShavuos, Tov Shemem Hei. The Heroah that we have to learn from the Inyan of Bamidbar. Bamidbar is the Chumash we're reading now, which means Bamidbar is the wilderness. Kasher Yehudi Mabit Svivei, when a Jew looks around himself, Reya, he sees Shenimtzu Bamidbar. He sees that he's in the wilderness, he's in the desert. In addition to the fact that we are a minority among the nations, on top of that, we are in the darkness of the Golos. And the Jew sees that around him there are many obstacles, there are many, many impediments. Mokim, it is a place she efshala hasigbe kedemich yasi adezriye vitzmicha lay mokim zera. He takes a look where he is, he sees that this is a place where you can't plow, you can't plant, you can't grow any food. It's not a place where food grows. In addition to that, a midbar, a desert, is also not alyad agamayim she yukul digdogim. Okay, I see bazaar. It's not near a water, it's not near a lake, a body of water from where you can go fishing. Klamer, in other words, what does it mean? Ein sham inyan shel tam v'tainuk. There is no pleasurable, pleasant things there in a midbar. Ki'im, what do you have in a midbar? What do you have in a wilderness? Nachash, sarof, v'akrof, v'tzimoyin, asher ein moyin. It is a desolate place, a place of snakes, of scorpions, of thirst, a place that has no water. About this, a Jew is told that he has to live with Bamidbar. If we're reading it in the Torah now, we have to live with it. We have to live with the Torah, notwithstanding that we are in a desert, in a wilderness. Hainu, that means shigam behiyesi bamidbar misnahi kifishi yehudi sarach leisnak, that notwithstanding that a person is in a midbar, he's in a wilderness, he is conducting himself like a Jew has to live, like a Jew has to conduct himself. Hainu, that means shikol mitziyusi v'chol inyon of chadurim im hatayra, that his whole existence and everything that he does, his whole life is permeated with Torah. Moreover, being that he is in a midbar, he's not in a civilized place, he's not in a city, so being that he's in a wilderness, in a desert, it is much more relevant to live according to the Torah. Because when he is in a settled, in a civilized place, so instead of doing his avedah, he goes to sleep. So he's true indeed, he's a fool. But although he's a fool for going to sleep and not doing his avedah, nevertheless, there is no danger that he's bringing upon himself. As opposed to that, a person who is in a midbar, he's in a desert, he's in a wilderness, he cannot go to sleep. Because there is a possible danger to his life from the snakes and the scorpions and the other harmful things which you have in an environment of a desert, of a midbar, of a wilderness. Elamai, but what happens? A person is tired and he wants to rest. What is the solution? As I hoetahi shigam shinositi alpitera. So the etza, the solution for this person is that also his going to sleep should be according to the Torah. How do you go to sleep according to the Torah? Al yedeze shikera kriyishma shalamita, by reading the kriyishma that you recite before going to bed. V'yoshon b'kisu hareish, and you sleep with the yarmulke, your head should be covered when you sleep. Then the sleeping itself becomes a part of service of Hashem. Va'ad to the extent shenishmasa eila lemaila lishav lachayim, that the neshama goes up lemaila, goes up above to draw more life. Al derech bedigmas shinas bnei Yisrael belaila shalifnei matan teira b'terachon al kabbalas teira. Similar to the sleeping of the Jewish people, that they went to sleep in the night before Shavuos, before the night before Matan Torah. This was a preparation to receive the Torah. It wasn't, as the Rebbe explained in a very famous Sicha, this was not for the purpose of going to sleep because they didn't care. But this was their Aveda. They felt that by going to sleep, their neshama is going to go up Lamaila and is going to acquire that which they didn't acquire while they were in the Shama Beguv. Then the Shama is going to acquire those values, those beneficial things, which it can acquire Lamaila when it's in heaven. Vilayed, not only that, Elishahu Chai Bamidbar. Not only does he have to have a stronger awareness of how he sleeps in the Midbar, but he has to live in the Midbar. When he's in the wilderness, he has to live. Klamer, that means. Hanhagose al pi hatera, limre se yesi ba midbar einu mipnei ha-hechir bovad. He's conducting himself according to the Torah, notwithstanding that he is in the Midbar. It's not because he is compelled to live that way. Ki im be'efen shehu chai bazeh. But he is observing Torah. He is conducting himself according to the Torah because he is living in it. Klamer, that means, she'eses eis metei chayis v'simcha, he does it with enthusiasm and with joy. She'kein be'yodei, she'akadosh baruch hu hevi eisi b'midbar, ein l'shem tainus chulma, because when he knows that the Eibishter is the one who brought him to the Midbar, he doesn't have any complaints, he doesn't have any protest against that. And therefore, so if he doesn't have any complaints, he doesn't protest the fact that he's in the Midbar, he's in the darkness of the Golos, so he does his mission with joy and enthusiasm. It means that he is living as he should in the Midbar. The question is, having said that a person who is in the Midbar, meaning that he is in the darkness and in the wilderness of Golos, he has to do his Aveda there, and he has to do it with enthusiasm and with joy. Seemingly, one might ask a question, L'chura, Yachol Yehudi Litain. Seemingly, one might ask, one might complain, Im Netzein Yishol HaKadosh Baruch Hashi Yenachas Ruach Lepanav Ba'avidas Yishol Yehudi. If the Eibishter has delight, if he has pleasure in the divine service of a Jew, and Teira Mitzvahs, what should he do? The Eibishter Yevienu Yerushalayim. Let him bring the Jew to Yerushalayim. LeBeis HaMikdash VeLeKedush HaKadoshim. Let him bring the Jew to the Beis HaMikdash and the Kedush HaKadoshim. V'Shem Yasik BaAveda Achi Nailis, Aveda Sakteiris. If Hashem enjoys so much the Aveda of a Jew, let him bring him to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Over there, he'll be involved in the greatest Aveda and the highest Aveda of bringing the Kedush, the incense. V'im Kain, and therefore, Madua mevi Hakadosh Baruch Hu b'Midbar. Why does the Eibishter bring him to the wilderness? Heipach u'inyan del al tveinu l'deinu sayin. Bringing a person to the Midbar, bringing a person to the wilderness of Golos, is the opposite of what we ask in the morning blessings in Birchas Hashachar. Al tveinu l'deinu sayin. We should not be put to the test. So when you place a person in the Midbar, that's the opposite of that request. So a person can complain, if Hashem enjoys our Aveda, let him bring it to Yerushalayim. You can't say that the answer to this is because God decreed this and we must accept. You have no permission to second guess, to have an afterthought about Hashem's decision. Because the idea of chukah, a decree, that is related to Pasha Bechakesa. V'leila Pasha Bamidbar Shalachareho. And not to Pasha Bamidbar, which we read after Bechakesa. So although a person might be able to ask and protest that Why are we in the wilderness? I will afal pi kein, nevertheless, ein li Yehudi tainus chul. A Jew doesn't have complaint. She came, gam poshut she bepshutim mevin, because also the most simple person understands, she ein li shol shaylas al kadosh baruch hu, that you cannot ask questions about God. But because she mekav achem, we can understand this how much more so. Im ein li mevin es sich li shol chacham gadol, if we don't understand the thinking. Very wise person, im he yesed basur vadam. Although a wise person is a person of flesh and blood, v'leyeit, moreover, el shahoyah b'tzkele yelot kotten, but also the wise person was once a small child. V'achakach nisale b'chachmosim edargo v'darge, asher hegiyah v'dargas chacham gadol. Then he grew in wisdom, and he went higher and higher until he became a very knowledgeable and wise person. So if we can understand that a very wise person, we don't understand his thinking, Hare bevadai, bevadai, so how much more so? It is a certainty, that a person cannot fathom the thinking and the wisdom of God. And therefore, even when God brings a person to the wilderness, he knows that also this is for the good, which means that not only will good come out of this in the future, but also now this is for the good. And knowing that this is for the good, so he fulfills his mission and his purpose, the objective of what he's doing in this wilderness. He does it with enthusiasm, with animation, and with joy. What is the point of the whole lesson? That when a Jew is in the wilderness, he knows that this is the will of God. Claim it, this means that the divine intent, the will of Hashem, is not that he should do his divine service in the Holy of Holies, kiim, but should be yesi by midbar davke, but specifically when he is in the midbar, when he is in the wilderness, beilam hazah tachten shein tachten lematim imenik, in this lowly world that there is no lower world than this world, ubehiyes nishmosi milubeshes benefesh abahamis veguv gashmi. And when his neshama, when his soul is clothed in the garments of a animal soul and of a physical body, as he calls it in Tanya, in the name of the Zehar, that a body is called mashcha de chavya, it's the skin of a snake. B'matzav kozeh yichye al pi hatera. When the neshama is in such a situation, in a physical body, in the skin of a snake, and so on and so forth, in this situation, he should live according to the Torah. Ve'ader Abba. Moreover, al yedei zedaf kebol etachlus o'ilui she'en l'maylam izan. Specifically through doing his mission down here in this physical world, in the midbar, through this, he can come to the fullest elevation that there is no higher than that. U'b'losh na'kosuv, and as the pasuk describes it, that when they were oppressed, the Jewish people, they multiplied and they grew. So the same thing, when a person is in the wilderness, it is specifically through that that a person can reach greater heights. Umuvan, it is understood. That this lesson is relevant to every single Jew, hein le poshut she bepshutim, both the very simple, she mipnei she ikir avidosi hi b'inyone he'elam, magrish b'yeser as ha'uvda she nimtza b'midba, the very simple people, that being that their primary aveda is in worldly matters, so they feel very much, they feel very keenly the fact that they are in the midbar, in the wilderness. V'hein, this is also a lesson l'rashekam shifteicham, to the leaders to the heads of the community. Notwithstanding that their primary aveda is in the four cubits of Teira and holiness, zkukim gam heim litmichosim shel elu shavidosim b'inyanei ha'leilam, they are nevertheless have to have the support of those that their aveda is in worldly matters. Tamchim le'iraisa, those that support Teira, kach in such a way shegam heim nimtzayim b'midbar. So also those that they are learning Teira, they are in the environment of Gdusha, they are also in the wilderness, in the Midbar. And therefore, Shayechas Heiro Hanal, so the above mentioned lesson is relevant, Shetzrichim L'chayiz B'Midbar, it's relevant that they have to live with enthusiasm and with joy, also in the Midbar. This is relevant to each and every single Jew. This sikha will be continued in Yemir Tishem by the next share.